For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan, but I'm going to let Dave Hargett set this one up.
It's stonemasonry, so it was built to provide water and to provide power. It wasn't built to do what we need it to do today.
Hargett is talking about the dam at Lake Conestee, a 128-year-old structure sitting about 6 miles south of downtown Greenville. Hargett is the co-founder of the Conestee Foundation, the nonprofit responsible for developing the nature preserve here, and the owner of the 585-foot dam that stands right next to it, the thing keeping in place a century and a quarter's worth of sediment laced with
lots of metals, like the ever-present iron and aluminum in high, high numbers, but also chromium and lead and zinc and copper, mercury, vanadium.
The dam at Lake Conestee does keep the toxic sediment well contained. So does the sediment itself. Reedy River silt is a good glue for metals waste, but there's an awful lot of it under there.
2.8 million tons. And volumetrically, that's about 2.3 million cubic yards. That is enough to fill Charlotte Panthers football stadium to the brim over once, maybe twice.
In a rare feat of solidarity, all of the players in this story actually agree that a new dam in front of the existing one is the safest and best option. The catch? None is prepared to put up the money to do it.
Money is the biggest one. I mean, you're talking about a $50, $60 million problem just financially.
Robert Rushen is the Greenwood County engineer.
It's too big of a problem to remove, and it's a point where I think everyone has agreed now that containment is the best option.
Why Rushen cares in Greenwood County, some 50 miles away from Greenville, is because the Reedy River runs through Lawrence County and eventually into Lake Greenwood, which is not just a fishing hole, it's the county's public water source. So Greenwood County has a stake in the health of Lake Conestee Dam, but Rushen doesn't want the county to have a financial stake in fixing the issue upriver.
Because we didn't contribute to the problem, I can't see us contributing to the solution.
That's a common sentiment. Government agencies don't want to put the bill for a dam project on taxpayers, and the Conestee Foundation couldn't begin to pay for it. It's not been officially said out loud, but the non-corporate entities largely hope that Duke Energy will pay for the project. Duke owns property in Greenville where a manufactured gas plant, or MGP, once operated. But Duke didn't build that MGP and is not solely responsible for what is in the sediment at Lake Conestee. Duke would not provide an interview for this story, but in a statement said it is looking forward to additional study DHEC is planning to conduct and to working with the groups involved on a plan that, quote, serves the long-term needs of all, end quote. Under all of this is a looming question. If that dam breaks before a new one gets built, how bad will it get?
I can't speak not well to what that would look like. Would the sediment make its way, migrate its way down to Boyd Mill Pond? You would have to assume so.
Jeff Field is the executive director of the Lawrence County Water and Sewer Commission. He is concerned about a failure at Lake Conestee, yes, but says the sediment would take a while to get there, meaning it could be handled expensively. And economically, a dam failure at Lake Conestee could be a really big deal.
I had used for years the number it would be over $1 billion based on comparable analysis of other sites around the country. When I looked an EPA official in the eye and told him the story and used that number, he says, no, you're way low.
DHEC has classified Lake Conestee Dam as a significant hazard. That means it's unlikely that the dam's failure would cause a loss of human life or serious property damage. But even FEMA says it can't say how much it would take to clean everything up if that 128-year-old wall were to give way. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.